Carbon dioxide hits 800,000-year high. End profit-driven pollution. Pete Mason, East London Socialist Party. The feared surge in global warming gases in 2016 was confirmed by the World Meteorological Organization on the 30th of October. Its researchers found the highest atmospheric carbon dioxide levels in 800,000 years. Then the world scientists warning to humanity, a second notice, a letter from over 15,000 scientists across 184 nations, was published on the 13th of November. It's hard-hitting. By failing to adequately limit population growth, reassess the role of an economy rooted in growth, reduce greenhouse gases, incentivize renewable energy, protect habitat, restore ecosystems, curb pollution, humanity is not taking the urgent steps needed to safeguard our imperiled biosphere. With the US under Trump withdrawing from the Paris Agreement on climate change, which is a toothless arrangement anyway, you might have thought the letter would target the main culprit. But mistakenly, it primarily seems to target population growth. Yet after the post-war baby boom, the growing population of pollution-heavy Europe began to level off, and even fell in some cases. Working people's struggles won rising living standards and social security. They also won greater rights for women, which contributed to lowering indigenous birth rates. And as welcome as the letter is, putting demands on humanity as a whole is misplaced. The majority of humanity is not in control of the levers of power, any more than you, or I. That's the capitalist class. To give the letter its due, it does recommend various practical measures, such as reducing wealth inequality, and phasing out subsidies to fossil fuel companies. The scientists recommend humanity ensures that prices and taxation benefit the environment. But, with the capitalist class in power across the world, this would simply mean higher prices for an already impoverished majority, not higher taxation for the biggest companies overflowing with unspent cash. And there's no chance of ending the growing wealth inequality around the world, while the people haunting the corridors of power are the capitalist class, who defend their own. And with them, the very fossil fuel companies responsible for global warming. Climate change is an intractable problem for capitalism. The letter again exposes its failed rule of the planet. Ending the rule of the market and the super-rich through public ownership and socialist planning would free up the resources needed to tackle environmental catastrophe,